The United States and South Korea have kicked off joint naval exercises involving three U.S. aircraft carriers. The four-day drills in the waters off the eastern coast of South Korea and Japan have been described as a clear warning to North Korea. This is the first time in a decade that three U.S. carrier strike groups are operating together in the Western Pacific. The drills coincide with U.S. President Donald Trump's Asia tour, which has been dominated by discussions over North Korea's nuclear activities. Pyongyang has slammed Trump's visit to the region, calling him a destroyer of world peace and stability, as well as the one begging for a nuclear war on the Korean Peninsula. The North has also rejected once again the prospect of negotiations with the U.S., saying they are not possible as long as Washington pursues its hostile policies.
The DPRK will not lay its nukes and ballistic missiles on the negotiating table in any case, unless the hostile policy and nuclear threat of the U.S. against the DPRK are thoroughly eradicated. Owing to the extreme hostile policy and nuclear threat of the U.S. towards the DPRK, the situation of the Korean Peninsula is on the brink of a nuclear war.
Speaking at a General Assembly meeting, North Korea's permanent representative to the UN also slammed what he called aggressive military exercises by the U.S. He described the annual drills as rehearsals for a nuclear attack against the North. The North Korean diplomat also blamed the U.S. for the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula. Joining us live now from New York is Mr. Ian Williams, who is a senior analyst at Foreign Policy in Focus. Mr. Williams, do you think that Trump is itching for a fight with the North?
He's itching for a posture that makes it look as though he's fighting. I'm not sure he actually wants a fight, but I mean, his policy is such that the fight may come regardless. He's trying to show that he has a hairier chest, that he's tougher than his opponents. What he knows about Korea and North Korea could probably be written on the edge of a postage stamp. But he knows he's got an opponent who is not kowtowing to him. So he is, like I said, beating his chest and trying to act like a gorilla in the jungle. And the North Koreans might be paranoid, but as the comedian once said, just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean to say that people aren't following me. It's the U.S. that's refused to have any relations with North Korea. It doesn't exchange embassies, it will not engage in direct talks. And similarly with Iran and Cuba and the other people who are on the sort of the American list of people who cannot, of outlaws, they won't talk to them. And then they wonder why the reaction comes back hostile. When talks have taken place, they've been productive. But the refusal to countenance any type of agreement with North Korea is bound to cause trouble. And we've seen this. The South Koreans don't like the American posture. They think it's too aggressive. And the South Koreans are engaging in direct talks with North Korea, but the U.S. can't. And this is pandering to sort of militaristic lobbies back home in the U.S. Rather than dealing with a real-world geopolitical situation.
We have about a minute left, Mr. Williams. I wanted you to expand on that South Korean part, because Moon Jae-in was elected on a posture where he would talk more to the North. He was more open to some sort of talks and dialogue with the North. But that seems to have stalled for now because of Trump's, again, aggressive nature. And it seems South Korea finds itself in a corner, doesn't it? I imagine the regional countries don't appreciate the Trump stance then.
Well, I don't think they do. I mean, yes, they want to know that the U.S. will back them up if it ever came to a big conflict. But they also think that this is being needlessly provocative. It doesn't mean to say that they're fans of the Kim dynasty in North Korea, but it does mean to say that they can see that the North Koreans are not always wrong in their geopolitical posture, that they do have a direct threat to them. It doesn't mean to say they condone the domestic behavior of the regime, but internationally, it's the U.S. that refuses to countenance direct talks with North Korea, with Pyongyang. And that is both stupid and criminal. It's likely to lead to all of these problems. That's at the core of it all. When the U.S. was engaged in talks, there was a deal on nuclear nuclear technology, and then they pulled out of it. It was the U.S. pulled out of it, not the North Koreans, as far as I remember. So the blame is quite clear, and this is because of the vagaries of domestic policy in Washington, where people want to look tougher on what's left of communism, in this case Pyongyang, than everybody else.
All Department. Mr. Williams, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your sharing your insight with us.